Good morning, 8:38, Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy once again. Laura Turbide is here from Finger Lakes Health. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Chad.
And congratulations on another wonderful cubby chase.
Thank you. It was a great turnout. We thank the community for coming out for a great day, way to get healthy, way to enjoy good family fun, and support the Child Care Center, Jim Dewey Center for Early Learning. So thank you.
I do my Rotary water station, and I'm always amazed. I would estimate probably two-thirds of the runners who come through say thank you for handing it, even the ones that don't take water, because we always tell the new people at the water station, okay, the first 50 or 75 through are the serious runners. They're not going to stop. They want to win. And then after that, you get into the middle of the pack. And then the very last person who went through the last three were a man with a prosthetic leg who was walking the course and two of his friends. And we stopped and took a picture with them. But
fantastic.
It's always a great event.
It is a great event for so many people. And it brings so many people together. Like you said, serious runners and people looking to improve their times and get prepped for other races. But also just a family stroll. So.
And then
you.
I know also... mentioning the Jim Dooley Center is the Monday Farmers Markets at the Dooley Center.
It is. Monday Farmers Markets is a great chance. Anyone from the community is welcome to come. Great way to get access to healthy produce. We live in this beautiful, abundant region. So thank you to Rotary for their help at the water station. And join us for good, healthy, fresh vegetables and on Mondays.
All right, let's meet our guest.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. We were just talking about sort of our annual pilgrimage here. Dr. Bo Mark is here with us from Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery, part of FLH Medical PC. He's been part of Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery for 23 years. We're thrilled to have him. As you know, sports medicine expert, provides team care for a lot of our collegiate teams in the area, cares for many, many athletes, both sort of the weekend warrior type as well. So probably that entire range of Cubby Chase folks, from the ones who were prepping and didn't prep well enough. I hope they're not in to see him this week. I hope our new preparation helps. We're going to talk a little about preseason. We're going to talk a little bit about how to get in shape for preseason for some of the athletes that are out there getting back into the swing of things. I hope they've been training all summer, but you never know. So we're going to talk about that. And also, I'll just give a shout out that if you are also interested to talk with Dr. Mark about things, of course, the broad range of orthopedics, he will be talking about some joint replacement and other areas in October 30th up at the New York Culinary Center in Canandaigua. So mark your calendars now for that, but let's get straight to Dr. Mark, who is up at Preemption Road. I know people sometimes wonder. It is right on Preemption Road at what is Finger Lakes Health Commons, formerly Liberty Commons. Some people think of it still as the old bowling alley, but that is where you need to go to see any of our incredible surgeons, of course, and up in Clifton Springs at our office there.
All right, Dr. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you, Ted.
Let's start with the, because practices are starting up for high school kids, physicals. What are the requirements? Does every athlete have to have a physical every year?
Yeah, it's pretty important that there's a physical obtained, because you need to get some baseline idea of where your kids are coming from. And in general, most of the time, nothing's picked up. Our younger athletic kids, even through the colleges that I take care of, as you mentioned, Hobart, William Smith, Cuca College athletes, they're always usually pretty tuned up, but you'd be surprised that things are picked up. And when something is picked up and needs definitely a more extensive workup, that's a great find, because you can definitely be ahead of the game of preventing any possible injuries or serious illnesses that may come from aggressive athletic activity.
Laura mentioned staying in shape over the summer, and I think that's, at this point, pretty much any serious athlete is on some kind of summer program, even if it's on their own, right?
Yep, times have changed. Back in the, like we like to say, Ted, the old days, you didn't have a lot of things in the summer other than being a summer kid. You rode your bike, you ran around, you played wiffle ball, you did whatever. But, a lot of the kids that are involved in athletics are doing a lot of the traveling kind of teams, and there's a lot of stuff in the summer that keeps going. But that being said, it's important. I think that athletes of all ages need a downtime from their particular athletic. If it's one sport that they play, and we can talk about that later, or if it's multiple sports, they do need a little downtime. But that being said, once the downtime is over, you've got to start preparing for what's coming, because your coaches and your people that are going to run it, they have limited time with you, and when you show up, they want to be ready to go. So they're not going to be there to really ease you into it, because at a blink of an eye, it's early September and we're full go football or full go soccer or whatever the sport is. So you got to start preparing early on before you show up for the official practice.
I was going to bring this up because I was having this conversation with somebody the other day about the increasing specialization that's crept down to the high school level. You're seeing more and more one sport athletes Is that, does that increase injury risk? Are you better off having the different ranges of motions involved in playing several sports instead of the one that's, you know, I'm a basketball player, so I play AAU in the summer, and I play travel team in the winter, and then high school?
Great question. That is the focus of the American Orthopedic Society of Sports Medicine, which I recently went to our annual national conference up in Boston. And that is called the STOP program, and it has to do with overuse athletic activities. If you look at an athlete and they're playing multiple sports, we're all composed the same way with all the same muscle structures, but in a sport, you use those differently. So if you are a fall football player, you're using muscles in a certain way. And then if you transition into basketball, you use it differently. And then if you become lacrosse or baseball, then you're using it differently. But for the kids, or whoever that's taking on one sport, that muscle group being used in that way never rests, never changes. And there is definitely a major focus on overuse syndrome of one sport athlete, absolutely.
If you are that one sport athlete, what do you try to do to prevent that? Is it that downtime you talked about?
Yeah, there still has to be, figured out rest time and rest periods within your coaching and people who are taking care of you and training. You have to understand that you have to be able to stop. You have to put it on a shelf for the body to recover. It's no different than a short workout, body recovers. Long season of doing the same thing, body needs to recover. So, and then of course the particular stretching routines and pre-athletic things that you would do for that sport to be in better shape to avoid injuries.
The other thing I would say that there's probably better awareness of proper technique all throughout sports than there used to be. I think the coaching's gotten a little bit better, would you agree, compared to 20-something years ago when coaches might not really know anything about sports medicine at all?
Yeah, 100%. It's definitely come a long way to the point of, whether you're talking about the hot topic of concussions, but that sort of set things up to look at all kind of athletics things. Everybody has their grandfather or their uncle who said, I broke my finger and they snapped it in place and I went back and played. That's not happening in today's world, nor should it. And we are much more focused on what the particular injury is, what do we see, and then getting the student athlete or the athlete off the field and into the right treatment and protecting them from a lifelong injury that may have been prevented had it been taken care of immediately.
You mentioned the big elephant in the room that we always talk about, and that's head injuries in football. One of the things that we've become aware of in the last several years is that it's not necessarily the one big hit as it is the cumulative effect of a bunch of little hits. So are football teams changing the way they practice and doing fewer practices in pads and less contact in practice?
Absolutely. The majority of practices, if they do go live with full contact, it's just for a short amount of time, because as you clearly stated, you've obviously done your research. It is not usually, it's not a one blow issue. It's multiple hits that create the cumulative effect. So if you lessen the amount of times that somebody's going to be hit, then you lessen the chance of it being a problem.
Let's talk about your work with college athletes. And one of the things I know, another area that's improved tremendously is nutrition. I mean, when I talked to some of the athletes at Hobart, William Smith, they're very conscious on their own of nutrition, and they have a very good nutrition program.
Yeah, an important part of the whole development of, just youth developing overall. And then, of course, from an athletic standpoint, what are we putting in our mouth? What are we eating? How much are we doing? So these programs have all shifted, especially, like you said, at a collegiate level, where it's all there for you. There's people to talk to. There's people to review with. And you kind of figure out what works best for your body and what sport you're playing and how we're going to fuel the machine. That's basically what it is. And depending on your sport, you're fueled differently. A football player's intake of calories and the kind of calories he takes is going to be much different than a female soccer player. But the programs are there, and it's figured out for you.
Let's talk about the latest in injury treatment. A couple of the common ones, ACL, anterior cruciate ligament, MCL, medial collateral ligament. What are those, and what happens to them, and how do you fix it?
Interestingly, after I leave here, I have a ACL reconstruction to do. So the principles are essentially the same. I mean, one of the things that people will say is, if you're using ACL as an example, they'll say you're doing an ACL repair. And I say, well, you're really not doing a repair. You're doing a reconstruction, because you are actually going to put in a new ligament. And that ligament can either come from yourself taking it from elsewhere, or it can come from a donor bank as a cadaveric tissue. There are some very unique new upcoming things that, if we find a particular kind of ACL tear, and it's got to be really defined, we actually have gone back now as sports medicine specialists to actually start to repair the actual torn one. But the criterion to be that person is very minimal, and you find that still upwards of high 90% of ACL tears are going to go through a full reconstruction. I think the rehab compared to years and years ago, as you know, is much aggressive. I have my athletes or non-athletes that are getting ACL reconstructions, they're in physical therapy within 48 hours. So those are some of the new techniques that move along. And the beauty of medicine as a whole, and the interesting thing for me, and it has always been, especially in sports medicine, is you got to stay current. You got to stay on top of things. I am not doing techniques the same way I did them even 5 years ago. And that's something that I love, because even though I'm moving along in my career, I'm still staying right on top and doing the state-of-the-art techniques. And that's a lot of fun.
How do you handle the psychological part of rehab? There comes that moment when it comes time to put full weight and pressure on that injured part, and there's always that reluctance to do it.
Another good question. Yes, for our higher-end athletes and obviously the professional venue, sports psychologists, a big player in that, because you do have to get the athlete to buy into, getting past that trauma of what happened and now going through these weeks on end. I mean, most of this rehab stuff is not, a couple weeks. It is months. And you got to stay focused. And I think that's a giant component of that. And again, depending on the level of where you're at, you're provided that service, from like a sports psychologist.
I also think it all makes sense to chime in here on our rehab services. I think a lot of people don't recognize Garnsey Rehab is a fantastic opportunity for outpatient rehab. Very much so much we know can be happening without necessarily surgical intervention. That may be a very critical component, but so much of both the conditioning, or if there is an injury, how to get back in the game. We really talk about Maureen Noyle and her team, and we have Julianne, who's a wonderful orthopedic trained certified physical therapist. So we've got some great folks on our team on the FOH Medical and Finger Lakes Health Rehab side that I would be remiss if I didn't bring up.
No, I think that's a great point, and I recognize that our rehab services at Finger Lakes Health are doing a fantastic job and have really, in the last numerous years, have really come a long way with a lot of intelligent, aggressive young people that really know their stuff and are doing really well for our community.
You mentioned Maureen Loyal, former athlete in college. You're an active person yourself. Does that help in doing that work, that you're athletic yourself and go through these things yourself?
Yeah, I think it helps you be a little more related to what people are going through, and the fact that I try to look at everybody like an athlete. If you're coming in and you play golf once in a while and you're 70 years old and something's not right, then that's taking you out of what you want to do. So I look at that person as an athlete. If I look at my little 8-year-olds that come in and they're running around playing soccer and they got hurt, they're athletic, so I think that being an athlete myself or staying athletic really helps that relationship, kind of bond.
So. All right, Dr. James Mark, his golf shirt says, keeping athletes in motion. Can't say it any better than that. Appreciate the visit as always.
Thank you.
Laura, thank you as always, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. I'll be back from vacation all rested up and tanned and hopefully not having any sports injury.
Well, have a great time and remember your sunscreen.
I'll see you at the football field.
All right, sounds good. 8:52 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.